Well, there are both. Yeah.
So, I mean, perception, there is no skill, right?
Right.
So it's intellect plus...
Intellect, add perception to the role, to the result.
Oh, all right. Six.
Well, they're unconscious. They're a little blue.
Blue, I think.
He's a holy.
So it looks like they're suffering from
oxygen deprivation.
There's a lot of brain activity.
Strength, they have so much brain activity. I wonder what. As soon as they get stabilized, I will look into that.
Of course.
Are there
luckily, I am an expert.
Ankle clamps or something?
He is, apparently.
You could probably write some people.
Alright. We have straps on the old table. No, we have force fields that we can easily push a button and turn on. Alright.
Yeah. Which on the bridge, you guys do anything?
It's true. I'd like to, keep Sitsu's locked on to the people we've sent over. I'd also like to do some scans of engineering to see if they can dangerous to them.
I can't actually pull up before I get some power. Okay. So I'm going to try and get some power, and then I'll try and access them.
Okay, so you beam into engineering. Everything's really dark.
Okay.
There's nobody there.
With my flashlight, I try and find the on switch.
No dead body.
You look for the on switch. You find the on switch. You turn it on. Nothing happens.
Okay.
Make a engineering propulsion system. Propulsion engineering.
Just straight propulsion engineering?
Yeah.
Okay. Logically, an exception?
Error surgery, right?
Is that more dice, or...?
Usually more dice.
Do I have a security lieutenant or anything?
Second in command?
Yeah.
Sure.
Second?
I'll call that person down. And tell them that, you know, there are a couple of people that got beamed down. There are starship people, but, you know, something killed 77 of the 80 people. Could be.
That's one theory.
So,
I hear it's contagious.
So, you know, watch out just in case of whatever, something that was... some sort of alien or something. So keep an eye out.
Well, actually, I'll call the medical. How's it going?
So you stabilize the people.
At that point, I'll walk back up to the bridge and assume whatever station.
Okay. Eric, first. What's your role?
Six.
There is no matter, antimatter. In the reaction chamber, there is no fuel in any of the fusion reactors.
Okay.
There is no power. Fuel.
There's no fuel. Okay. I'll report back that there's no fuel. Is there any way I could use something we've got with, like the tricorder or something, to use it to download logs, chip logs, or something like that?
You can get... You need power. You can get, like, portable generators to, like, just to power...
To bring in, but I can't do it with... Like what I've got on me.
No,
take the security guy's phasers and plug him in and get enough juice to download.
Sure.
Do my tricorder.
Yeah, you can probably do that.
I want to do that.
All right.
Okay.
systems engineer.
I want to set some permanent sensor arrays up on our own antimatter and our own fuel to give me a warning if there are any unexpected droppages in it.
Okay. Well, so you work on the...
Yeah.
So you stabilize the woman. And the other two people are stabilized. Someone says that William is dead. He's dead. Except for the unusual brain activity.
What is brain?
I am still alive.
he's got some brain activity, but, you know, he's obviously in advance, you know.
I did report to you.
Well, that ain't that ain't right.
As you calm stuff out of
the medical bay. We'll start getting a generator, but I'm going to try and get as much information as I can here right away.
I'll get some.
Luckily, I have a lot of... Well, that's good. He's dead. I have a neurosurgery skill.
Just use your mind meld.
Yeah, I missed that
mind meld.
Well, you were calling Chris. You can ask the question.
Yeah, what's the status?
There's some unusual brain activity with them, even the dead one. I'm going to look into that, and I'll get back to you on that.
Damn it, Doctor. Three people, you already lost one.
So let's try to figure out what that brain activity is.
I'm going to get some... try to get some generator screen down as soon as possible.
Okay.
Anyway. So, unusual brain activity, dead guy.
Ooh.
I'll pull that up on him.
How do you want to do this? You actually want to...
Cut open his brain?
Yeah, scan or just go in?
Whatever is most efficient. First off, I can do both.
That's true.
Might as well scan first.
I know.
Perhaps should I roll my neurosurgery skill?
Sure.
It's the equivalent of your RA, and you just pulled his brain apart for
nothing. Hopefully I'd get some sort of a roll.
Well, first look at medical system.
I don't know. When I talked to him, he didn't say anything.
That's why I kind of knew his head.
There was all this unusual brain activity, so I thought, of course, I should get up with it.
Well, I mean, I know he's dead, right?
His body is dead.
Oh, I should...
That means he's not brain dead, Chris.
Yeah, I know. No, he was like saying he was like in vast necrosis and parts of his brain were dead.
No, that's a brain.
Medical part. Systems, right?
But, yeah. Necrosis for most of the rest of the body.
Well, that's unusual.
Yeah.
Hey, should I join your dad?
That
won't really help.
No.
It might give you a 9 because you roll one more time.
I know.
There's actually like. Neurons. They're just in the brain? No, they're actually. Because it's on the. Spinal column, too. So pretty much all the neurons in the body are so far.
That's unusual.
If you ponder it.
It's everywhere now.
Because
it's the
whole
nervous system.
Well,
yeah. Whole nervous system.
Okay.
Meanwhile, back on the bridge.
Well, I take a sample of spinal fluid.
Okay.
String it off. Strangely, no.
That's what
I try to get a sample of this tissue.
Okay.
I've set up my scans of our fuel systems.
Okay.
Good idea.
Did you make a system engineer?
And then I suspect I do a computer research. It should just...
Security guard must be, this is why it's used for pagers.
I think so.
All right.
So you...
I
just want to try and download that last day's chip log or something.
So you have enough power to download, you know, last day's of
and you can make this really cool... sound.
Then I'll try and...
That's when the monster attacks.
We need that side.
Then basically, I want to, as fast as I can, read off the last day ship's log to Wu. Over the...
Just transfer over.
Can you do that?
Yeah. Tricorders.
Yeah.
Oh, good point.
That's in your tricorder.
Right.
You can beam it over. It's pretty close.
It says, I am a... There is a virus in the ship.
Do not go! Do not board the ship!
What are you doing? What are you doing? Don't board the ship.
Okay, so you upload some sensor log, or, you know, some log.
Okay, all right, we have the logs now. Let's look at it. Look at it.
Everybody wants to look at the log.
Thank you.
The log is made of human skin. It's a cookbook.
Computer research.
It's a cookbook.
Computer research.
Okay.
Yeah, computer, push button, research.
Logic, perception?
Perception.
Can I, with my engineering station, I just want to scan the hell out of that other ship.
Okay. So make a sensor.
Oh, wait. Oh, I can't scan them. That's not my station, is it?
You can. Well, you can. Well, you know, as long as Clancy's reading the log, you can just, conjure up the sensor station.
All things are made of the same fabric that Shannon's ship is made out of.
What'd you get? And what'd you get?
Eight. I'm going to be crazy about the
lot. And what'd you get?
Seven. That could be why you might have been so.
If you grab the sensors, just make sure to keep an eye on that program I have set up on our fuel.
Three, you make space sciences roll. Astrophysics.
Yeah. Science. Space.
Yep.
Logic.
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 Tell me when I... Tell me when I... started looking at that spinal fluid.
Six.
Eight. No, sorry. Three.
Are you going to look at it under a microscope or something, or are you just going to have it? Keep it in
mind. I'm going to do all it. Keep it in mind. I'm going to use my near magical technology to analyze it.
Why did you have to take it out to do that?
I have no idea.
You're the one who said it. Kathy was fine.
That's true. I analyze.
All right, so you analyze it. Make a medical system.
I often see them take samples out.
Yeah.
They just
I didn't make
did.
That wrong.
You wouldn't think it would be necessary.
Read it anyway?
Yeah.
I've seen them wave salt shakers over the bodies.
Well, I did that early on, but that was not responsible, so I have to do more complex stuff.
Oregano.
Logic?
It's perception. Sorry.
Oh, God. This is pretty bad.
Okay,
well, from what I...
Mine is anything new. Or what would be the first? Neurosurgery? I have that specialty.
Yeah, you got a long one there.
Sure, neurosurgery.
10.
Okay, I told everybody what I know.
The sample you get doesn't have any unusual problems.
Me too.
Okay, I say real quick that...
So you try a couple more times.
Uh-huh.
Every time you take... I mean, when you take some neurons out of stuff, they just lose all their activity.
Okay, well, then I'm going to try using weird scanning frequencies and that kind of bullshit crap to pin it down.
Almost as if you don't believe in your own science.
Try modulating your scanning frequency.
I do that kind of
thing. Reverse the polarity.
Oh, it's yeah,
reverse the polarity.
Look for some sort of new on.
It took you guys about almost 3 hours to get here. It's political.
Okay, and how long ago was this log?
No, that's 3 hours from the time you read it.
What?
The last entry in the log was 3 hours ago.
Well, the mention of the log mentions the time, mm-hmm. which is 3 hours from now.
3 hours?
Well, a little over.
From now?
What? This says the star's going to collapse in 3 hours.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's easily fly away.
Okay.
They wrote that 3 hours ago.
No.
When
the guy rolled
up, you said
it's going to
explode, yeah,
8
p.m.
Oh,
okay.
So if it wasn't for your maximum warp shit, we'd all be dead. Maybe. Or it would have blown up when you were far off.
Out of here.
I think I can do that.
Okay.
Well, can't, shouldn't we pull them?
We got them in tractor.
It'll be harder.
So what's the star exploding going to do to this dark nebula?
It's extremely unstable and...
this is another
and if we
interesting thing.
And the ship basically we already know that if we try and warp out of here it can greatly unstabilize the ship.
Yep.
I think that the dark matter, especially if the sun explodes or something like that, could also not so much destroy the ship, but it would probably, because of the dark matter, easily slip the ship into a different continuum of some kind.
Oh, cool.
How
far do we have to get away?
Which, so similarly pulse or something like that could have done something to these guys.
Just fully pulse. Pull the thing for now. Are the generators being done on board?
No.
Not yet.
Well, once we're still waiting for them.
Once we get generators on, we can just get all the logs and then bring you guys out and leave the ship in.
Well, we should solve the ship.
Well,
we
can. Yeah.
We'll start with go running the way
we can. We'll see.
You know, infinite start for resources.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I got some interesting things. Strange energy fluctuations from the storm door.
Stupid.
Unstoppable creatures, drain shield.
Oh!
Their ship doctor suggests using tetrion pulses, which seem to feed off creatures.
Send
off creatures. And then there's a sudden power loss, and then that emergency call at night.
So much for the whole tetrion being fine, boys.
Yeah. Okay.
No,
but he didn't reverse the polarity.
For God's sakes, let's not beam our tetrion. It just makes
right.
Okay, so some sort of...
So we should probably get this ready, the tetrion pulses.
We'll hold them off for a little while.
Something else, if they come. So let's get out of here and then...
Okay.
Well,
so...
I start plotting, of course, out of here.
So does this thing look like it would interact somehow?
So what do you want to do with the other ship? Do you actually want to get the engines restarted?
We don't have any fuel.
You have to be more fuel. It'll take a while to actually get all the engines.
That we're about to all die if we stay.
Can we do that while full impulse out of here?
Yeah.
Okay,
we have enough fuel to get both ships out, right?
Yeah.
Well, as long as there were no sudden drains on our fuel, and that's very unlikely.
Yeah.
I think you should absolutely send some fuel over, and we try and get up a shuttle as an emergency and crew to man this. If nothing else, if the creatures come back or whatever, this ship can be used as a diversion. If it's got fuel again, they'll go after it. We turn it around and shoot it towards the nebula.
Wouldn't it be worthwhile, sir, to try to make contact with these strange creatures? It could be a first contact situation.
Actually,
it's
another
ship.
Back to the dead guys!
I call Icar Poindexter's on my monitor with my knife.
Is Poindexter's anything like pencil knife?
Yeah, sort of.
Poindexter's close to a Poindexter?
No, not yet.
Okay,
tell me when I need to
medical shuttle over the field.
Like so you're still studying the dead boy.
Well, and the other people too, but mainly the
yes,
dead boy.
Yes, you can.
I can't hurt him anymore.
If you work on anything, I can contact the creature.
See if
their detection pulse is ready, just in case.
See if the guy's neurons suck energy.
Sorry. Yeah. What skill is that?
Okay.
It's only been like 15 minutes. So
I let everyone know what I know.
Well,
so
well I try to
medical.
Get
you do what you will.
Okay.
Shoot with Cap'n. Shoot with energy. See if anything happens.
They're going to just shoot him a tattoo.
We can ship more systems available.
You're not just going to shoot him a tattoo.
Oh,
yeah, for God's sake, not a tattoo. That's what you mean.
Ah! That could do something we
ship
know about.
System. Plus perception. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Fifth day.
Got a lot of that going around tonight.
Okay.
You will watch that.
You do well.
This is what makes you that easy for rolling so well.
It's not that, it's just there's not much you're going to be able to find them right now.
Until it emerges later from its dormant stage.
Well, we have no choice but to give these guys a burial in space.
Well, the other two are still alive. They're still in front.
No choice!
they'll probably wake up in half an hour.
Given that there's like strange energy monsters,
yeah, I told everyone.
Yeah, make sure you tell the people in Six Bay to keep
I can take
this under force.
You'll see, yeah, okay, and we begin.
Then we'll just get drained.
If you insist.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. That might be a
good idea. We'll get it anyways.
But anyway, I continue poking at the dead boulder.
Can I do some sort of engineering to see what kind of thing would be affected by tetrion fields or whatever?
I want tetrion.
Just tell me.
Ah.
Tell me if I need to make any rolls.
Okay, we can,
preferably with a stick.
So we're assuming that, the logs were, you know, cleared up to realize that, you know, whatever creature was wasn't in computer records. And we couldn't just look it up and say, creatures that suck energy come from this system.
That was the science stuff, right? So if anyone would know, they would know, right?
We'd hope so.
Yeah, but they only have like 3 or 4 minutes.
Cool. We can do some research on that. On that. I think that's what Dave's doing. So I was checking on
the research.
So that would be...
Meanwhile, we should work on fish on containment field.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm trying to jumpstart this other starship.
I'm a containment field expert.
Does that have the auxiliary kickstart? Because if it does...
I think we need to push it for a little while and then hit the top click.
Which is a long jumper cable.
Either physical science, physics, or propulsion engineer. Or...
I don't think I have either of those. Oh, yeah.
Alright, so they beam over the antimatter and the stuff, and you guys start heading off?
I would like...
I want to make sure there's an escape vessel with power, a shuttle.
Okay.
And
then
over
shuttle. They send over one of the shuttles.
I want to do a quick scan of the logs to see if there's any particular signatures that were noted for these creatures that might help me scan for them.
Okay.
Just use anti-tetrion beams.
Forward.
All they do is they were blue.
Physically, it looks like a ball of energy. Okay. Well, several.
Ball. I know those.
Three?
I know those balls.
Several. There are more than three.
What do you think? Were they pink?
Several is usually like five or more.
So,
yeah.
What color were
they? Like a dozen.
Several is usually three.
No.
So, are there...
Three is a few. Three and four are a few.
Did it actually shoot a couple with a tetrodon beam?
What?
Several?
Do you detect any...
Five or more. A couple is two. A few is three.
Like I said,
several is
four. Would I describe it as brainwaves? Is it coherent?
I'm like a pattern because they're mostly
Is it coherent brain activity or just random neurons firing?
Seems to be random neurons firing.
Random neurons firing, no coherent brain activity.
I want to fly full impulse out of here.
So you still haven't left?
We are leaving.
Can you just follow our exact path backward and maybe go faster with an easier
way? Can I?
Do the bubbles move?
Is that possible, Kev?
Yes.
Can I,
Did the bubbles move?
Scan for an absence?
A little bit, but not much.
Oh.
Yeah, I want to try and map where I'll open one out to try and make it easier.
Can I scan for an absence?
It's like a jerk.
Tetrion particles and
map your exact process better.
Look at that. Yeah, just cut off that old lady
okay,
here.
Okay, make a...
Super
systems metaphor.
I want to research the...
is this one of those totally crap-smoking ideas?
Yeah.
I want to research a creature.
Okay, yeah. Could be.
Seems to be about standard, you know, number that most people have, whatever that...
Whatever
that number is.
Three! One-off standard deviation.
Can you do research on the creatures?
Sure, do a computer research roll. Make your support systems flight.
Has any
control.
By the way,
my target.
Can I do computer research for I'm not jumping to conclusions.
Medical research would be a good idea.
I'm not here driving the ship.
Are there
still
any?
Okay.
Chris wants to check to see if there are any records for medical cases where the people were dead but all their neurons were still alive.
Computer research, bro.
Okay.
I make the first one.
Okay.
Logic perception?
Sure. Perception. So you're trying to get the engine started again? Propulsion engineering.
Seven eidetic memory, but if this would be GURPS, it would mean I almost certainly made it.
I got a seven.
Oh, no, but isn't it? It means you can do, like, computer research on a computer, based on just what you know.
Oh, wow. I roll a seven.
Basically. That's how you eidetic
memory.
Seven.
You're asking a slightly different question.
There have been other cases.
Okay.
Usually it's because they're under control of some alien life lord that tried to kill everybody.
Tell that to the
guy. They come up, turn the car.
Okay. That's got the security shield stuff on this.
Drain shields, right?
What?
There is like one or two cases where they were.
Yeah, they drain shields.
Okay, then I replicate shackles.
You know that they're little balls of energy?
But
according to my research, they're very similar to the outlaws who controlled the control of Sergeant Crew.
Right.
So can you get that?
So computer research, and what are you looking for?
It's not a living thing.
This kind of creature.
Yeah.
I know one.
Yeah, there are cases of energy creatures.
Yeah, I know one.
I mean, and it's really hard to tell from the law. It's just what kind of energy creatures you are. So, usually, phasers don't do any damage. They just take cover shield, that kind of stuff.
So, how do you normally kill energy creatures?
Oh, you usually have to find like whatever particular energy they don't like, and then shoot them with it.
Okay.
It depends on
who they thought they taught energy creature, defense 101 at Starfleet. Since that's the only thing that everyone always fought.
Suggests to medical.
That's not true. Often,
I was reading the rules and they said, because of phasers, you pretty much have to think of a way to fight everything. You can't throw an energy monster at them every week. Until they get rapidly tired.
Yeah, and they make you wonder why Starfleet has an issue. There's sharp sticks.
Exactly.
Why didn't Starfleet
make swords? You probably tried.
They don't
buy one, I suppose.
No. Because phasers are all powerful.
No.
What? I'm trying to design a Tetrion containment
field. Oh, sure.
What's the role?
Stasis?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of role do we have
for this? For systems engineering.
Systems engineering.
Security, sure.
Whoa, hey! That's my best
skill. What are you trying to do?
Tetrion
Okay.
Security, engineering system security?
Yeah.
Hey, all right.
This
is the best thing I am at.
So the better you roll, the better this will be.
I got a seven. Do I get to add logic or
perception?
Me?
All right. logic or perception, Kev?
You can have the plate too, Kev. Would you like a fork?
That way he prefers ripping
logic
flesh with his bare shells and teeth.
And you add logic, right, at the end?
Dice.
In dice.
If it's not a skill roll, you add it at the end.
Okay. So,
is there caffeinated beverages here?
Jesus, that's horrible.
Do you like a Coke, an iced tea?
Caffeine? Coke is good. Cheers.
Anyone else?
Nine.
I got orange.
Okay.
I got seven.
Who are you people? What are you doing in my room? Smoking crack. What are you doing?
The men.
Okay. Well, probably a good time.
Designing game.
What do we need? What do we need?
7, 10, or 15.
Yeah.
Well, the 10, you got something that could probably cover a room.
You don't have one. I point to that. I got seven.
Yeah, I can make it up to a 10.
Okay.
I'll make it a 10.
Okay.
So it's kind of like the bridge, it's a device.
Okay, we can take this down to medical.
Yeah.
I'm like installing the replicated check.
The iced tea seems to be gone. Root beer?
Anything else?
That's it.
Okay.
Let's get for your propulsion in here.
Seven.
So you load up all the antimatter and stuff. When you start warming up the reactors, we'll take the jars.
You're 2/3 of the way out of the nebula now.
Can you quick start it?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
It's okay, we're doing fine.
Yeah, I don't believe we're about to be attacked by energy creatures.
No, I do.
I figured there was a one.
Yeah, but I kind of got flooded with the neutron star.
So do we know how big a neutron star explodes that we should be out of its range? It's all the strange matter. So
the real question is how big the dark matter nebula was.
Yeah.
Not
that far.
Not that far. It's not a genesis explosion.
Well, yeah, it is.
Wait, they use warp to get out.
That's true.
Although that was, they have no.
We'll be able to use warp as soon as we get out of the nebula.
Let's move the funnel. Okay. So, you get out of the nebula about 5 minutes before it explodes.
Oh, wow.
Well, I don't know what would have happened if we'd gone at a slower speed.
Well, we tug in that ship.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so there's a power up?
Turn around, the ship's gone.
No. Well, half the ship is gone.
No, hold me up.
So the neutron star.
I tape it.
Explodes. Wow. You know, being in the hole. Basically,
you use dark glasses.
Yeah, this is a, you know, dark matter nebula, so it's dark matter, so it's dark. When the neutron star explodes, it lights up into, you know, multicolored.
Wow.
Ooh, beautiful.
Phase and radiation.
Captain's here, you know, wash it together. It'd be so sweet.
This thing's been with for, like, a few hours, actually, so.
A few hours, huh? Wow.
So you guys are still building the thing, actually.
Okay.
Oh, no. Because it takes a while.
It's too late.
Too late.
Okay,
so you know, if they bust out and rampage around the ship, I don't spend that extra point.
So,
we've got a couple hours.
So,
I do not stop poking at this
okay.
Whole random dead neurons. After half an hour, the other two will wake up.
Yeah. So
I assume there's hours of tests I can give them.
Yeah.
You could also just ask them what happened.
So both of the...
Except they're awake now.
Both of the humans wake up.
Hi there, how are you feeling?
They're the backward being. Tape record that.
You seem to be discerning it.
20. Okay, Can you fix that? I'll try to orient them, right? I give them electroshock.
Yeah.
No, I see what if anything's wrong with their perceptions. I scan their neural activity. And are they having normal neural patterns, or are they still randomly
falling? The woman is kind of like staring around.
Okay. She knows she's shackled, which probably annoys it.
Okay. Front or back?
What?
Like this?
Oh. You know? No, to the table. To the table.
Oh, to the table. Okay. Hi
there.
You know, tries to move around, starts panicking a bit.
Hi there.
Well, she doesn't say anything.
Hi there. So how are you feeling? Okay, you're going to need to be sedated. If you don't calm down,
other people
will wake up. That's a girl with him.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We got one of them awake.
Oh, they're
awake. They're disoriented. I'm going to see what's wrong with them. I give her a mild sedative.
Go down.
First contact, maybe.
Yes, sir.
I
give you a helm and sensors.
Yeah, I'm working on the in the field.
And the guys. And the guys.
There's no one on the bridge.
And the guys babbling coherently.
Okay, everyone. Paul.
Okay. Hi there, how are you doing? You aren't who you...
I head down to medic.
Okay, you head down.
Now make the bowl when the bowling tries to break free of its shackles.
Bowling's still there, then.
Okay.
Trying to see if they understand what's going on.
Excuse me, so you have a dead man.
Like, you know, nod your head if you understand what
I'm saying. You understand what I'm saying. Can you nod your head?
No.
Okay, do you having difficulty speaking?
You should fail his
power. I check his verbal cortex.
Make a medical class.
Yee!
Neurosurgery?
Just cut her.
On with the cutting.
Yeah, my neurosurgery skill.
Jeez.
14.
Okay. Yeah, some parts of the part of the brain that's going to be firing.
Okay, I stabilize his neural cortex using a cortical
simulator.
Okay.
Who knows about cortical simulators?
See
if that we use the little thing is.
That old tech, Dr. McCoy had one of those.
Okay.
Stand and put around your head and get better.
With my personal, I assume that's personal equipment.
Yeah.
Medical stuff. 8.
Okay.
Cap, come with her.
Well, you're on board the
whatever we're called,
Discovery,
and you've been taking off your ship. Do you know what happened?
I don't know what ship.
Is he a captain?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a captain. The Deadpool is like.
Oh yeah, we probably identified these two.
You're their harbor man,
right? They're all three of them.
Yeah, if you bother to look.
Sure. Let's assume we did.
So the human male is.
Captain Schmo.
Joe, my friend. Captain Stephen Pitt.
And the woman?
The woman is Dr. Cynthia Winter.
So I ask him the standard question. What's her name? What year is it?
And then the dead guy's Lieutenant Will Strait.
I ask the standard questions. What's your name? What year is it? What do you do?
Captain Stephen
Pitt. Where are you?
What's your name? 2372?
He doesn't know.
72.
Effective.
I knew that.
And I asked the.
Well.
What are you about?
Yeah.
Positively is declared fit for duty. Federation captain. Doctors are gone. They can declare anyone fit for duty for anything.
No, we needed a Federation doctor last week.
Doctor, I'm perfectly fine. You would just release me.
Actually, you're having some very unusual neurofiring. Just like the Black Flex. I think if you remember what happened.
I believe you're just being paranoid, Doctor.
Wasn't he just talking backwards 10 seconds ago?
Yeah. Well,
I'm sure that was Whatever.
Well, listen, when I have your neural condition under control.
Yeah.
Has the random firing, how's that going on him? I'm looking at the screen.
No, you don't
have to. He's not firing like the bullion.
Oh, he stopped firing like the bullion?
Is the bullion still going up?
Yeah.
I'm going to scan him for any kind of random neural activity.
I
he checks up normal, if he does. Okay.
So you're in the room, right, Finn?
I was hanging down there.
Okay.
Medical.
So you got there about now.
What kind of role is this?
Shipboard systems medical.
Shipboard systems medical.
Good perception.
Okay. Luckily, I don't have very good perception, but this is a 9.
Okay.
Well, perception just adds.
He's within his norms.
Dice, right? Yeah.
He's within his norms on his, medical record.
Within his brain reactivity.
Yeah.
Okay. You seem that back to normal.
So, and Shackle?
Yes.
What the hell kind of security measures are these? Softer. That's when you come in.
You know what happened to the ship, so you can tell them. Your ship was destroyed by unknown hostile lately.
Destroyed.
You're the two survivors. destroyed, you mean just lost its power. No, I don't give a damn about the ship. I'm only thinking of the personnel. So long, it's all
right.
No, they're the only valuable thing on a Star Trek ship.
Captain, Doctor, my name is Ensign Clancy. I've been trained in first contact, and I've been asked to treat this as a first contact situation because you did have contacts with unknown aliens while you were in there. I was hoping you could tell me about
it. They tried to destroy our ship. We drained all the power.
It could have just been a misunderstanding.
Anyway.
So you're asking in a hostile manner.
Was this shown in any way besides the draining of power?
You should punch Shannon because his crew's all dead.
Yeah, my crew's all dead.
I've seen
this episode already.
This was an original series episode.
Yes, sir.
I get to work.
Perhaps someone should talk to the captain.
I demand we should go up to the bridge so I can, you know, so we can make sure that there are no enemy on board the ship.
Do you have a way to scan for them, sir?
Oh, I'm sure there's a way to scan for them, geez. This is a fully equipped starship, isn't that?